Senator Bill Willikowski plans to file a lawsuit Friday seeking to force the Permanent Fund Corporation to transfer the full amount for Permanent Fund dividends this year. If successful, the lawsuit will double the dividend amount from $1,000 to more than $2,000. Willikowski's suit would essentially override Governor Bill Walker's veto of half of dividend funding. The Anchorage Democratic senator says his research into the constitutional budget amendment and law that provide for dividends show that money isn't subject to annual spending by the legislature. He says Walker can't veto it.
I have concluded that it was clearly the intent of the legislature and the people of Alaska to create a to allow the legislature to put in statute provisions such as are in current statute that are not subject to appropriation.
State Department of Law officials have said all annual state spending, including dividends, is subject to the governor's veto. Willikowski points to a 1994 Alaska Supreme Court decision that ruled that permanent fund earnings go directly into the permanent fund earnings reserve account.
Because it's not an appropriation, its placement in the budget is superfluous, and there was no... The veto is meaningless.
Willikowski says he will seek an expedited hearing so that the lawsuit can be resolved before dividends are sent out on October 6th.